Have you ever felt your heart race before speaking up in a meeting, or found yourself completely lost for words when somebody puts you on the spot? Well, you're not alone, and today's guest has made it her life's work to help people just like us conquer exactly that. Recognised as one of Australia's leading communications experts, Trish Springsteen from Trishul Purple Unicorn Academy has spoken on national and international stages and personally knows what it feels like to be gripped by fear of speaking. I am absolutely thrilled to welcome Trish back into the 101.5 FM's podcast. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. So,
now, a huge thank you, Trish. Tell us what's happening from your side of the coin, let's say.
Well, let's talk about something that affects almost every single person listening. And I know what you're going to think. She's going to talk about public speaking, and she's going to talk about speaking from the stage. She's going to talk about the microphone in your hand. Yeah, I can talk about all that. But let's talk about everyday speaking. And that's speaking up in a meeting. A meeting that you may attend. It might be a advocacy meeting, could be a parent-teacher meeting. It's being able to say hello to that nice girl or boy you would like to know more about. Introducing yourself at family events. Answering unexpected questions. Having difficult conversations. Even making a phone call can feel overwhelming for some people. And that is everyday speaking. That's being nervous around communication, and it shows up in everyday life all the time. And let's be truthful. Most people are not scared of speaking as such. They're scared of judgment. They're scared of getting it wrong, of looking silly, of forgetting their words, being criticised, being vulnerable or feeling exposed. You know, think back to that first time that you wanted to go and talk to that nice boy across the playground, or the first time when you wanted to go and talk to a nice girl, or you wanted to talk to someone to make a new friend, and you thought, I won't do that. Or you go and you start to say something and you, oh my gosh, I just made a mess of it, and you run away. You know, it's being able to sit there at a family event and have people come in that you've not known before and want to start to make a conversation, and you sit on the sidelines thinking, I'll just sit in the corner here because I don't know what to say. And if I do open my mouth to say something, how the blazes do I keep that conversation going? That's everyday speaking, people. And you know what? You're not alone. You're really not alone. Why does it happen? Well, mostly it's because when people say, what do you do, which is a really great conversation opener, your mind goes blank. Or you start dumping lots of information, you talk too fast, or you start apologising before you've even started to get the thing out. And, you know, I know exactly what that's like. I've been there, I've done that. I used to freeze when questions were unexpectedly asked of me. I would play conversations in my head afterwards thinking, why didn't I say that better? Meanwhile, everyone else had moved on and forgotten about it. But I was still angsting over, why can't I just go up to someone and say, hi, I'm Trish? Why can't I start conversations? Why do I freeze? You know why? A lot of the time it's because our brain is wired to react that way. It's wired to keep us safe. The problem is sometimes it treats speaking like danger, because even though we logically know conversations are not life-threatening, our nervous system says, yes, they are. Our mind says, yes, they are. So we start to react because we're under attack. We get shaking. We get dry hands. Our mind goes blank. Our heart starts beating. All of those things that says, oh my gosh, I've got to run away. But you can't run away because you've got to stand there and talk to someone. So you have this, I've got to run, I can't run. I can't do this, I've got to attack someone, but I can't attack someone. And you freeze. And then it becomes a spiral. You think, I sound stupid. I messed that up. I shouldn't have spoken. And it just goes on. So the next time you're in a conversation place where you're wanting to meet new people, when just a normal everyday thing, it doesn't work because your confidence is gone. You think, last time I tried this, I was a mess and I think people thought I was stupid. So I'm not going to do it again. The thing is, confidence just doesn't happen. It comes through speaking. It comes through pushing yourself outside that comfort zone. It comes through taking a deep breath and saying, I'm going to do this. Because if you don't do this, you are closing yourself up more and more. And the more you do that, the more difficulty is going to come for you when you've got something bursting inside you to be able to say, hey, I'm Trish. I don't like what's happening here. I want to say something. Or, hey, you are absolutely great person. I would love to talk to you because you sound like you've got something to say to me. But I'm not going to do it because I'm too scared and I don't know what to do. You know, a lot of people think they've got to be perfect when they start communicating. When they go over to meet that person, they think, oh, I'd like to know more about that. And I think, oh, I've got to get this perfect. If I don't get my words correctly right, if I don't look correctly right, if I don't breathe correctly right, they're not going to want to talk to me. You know, perfect wording, perfect delivery, perfect confidence, it's not real. The real connection is not perfection, it's authenticity. People want to know who you are. They want to know the person. So they connect with warmth, with honesty, with relatability. So everyday communication is the same. You don't have to be perfect. Just let people see the beautiful, warm person you are. Let them know who you are. They're not going to remember all the perfection. They're going to remember how you feel. So communication is not about proving yourself. It's about connection. And it's about connection with warmth. You know what happens when you don't step up? Silence can cost opportunities. And today, when we come out in the real world, and we come out of from school, for those who've just left school, for the young people starting out in your careers, you need to be able to speak. Because you'll miss promotions if you're too nervous. If you're an author, you'll miss being able to talk about your book. If you're an introvert, you're not going to be able to come out and let people shine. You don't have to become loud to become visible. So one practical tip I'm going to share with you. Stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on the person you want to connect with. Because nervousness often grows when we think, how am I being judged? But communication becomes easier when we think, how can I help this person understand me? That means that instead of performance, it becomes service. Instead of pressure, it becomes connection. Anybody that follows me knows I talk about 60 seconds of insane courage. So just one small amount of bravery, one small amount of thinking and stopping, understanding that you might be nervous, but understanding that it's about other people. It means introducing yourself first, asking a question, speaking up once in a meeting, sharing your opinion. Tiny moments repeated consistently build belief. If speaking in everyday situations makes you nervous, you are definitely not alone. We're all there. So when you're thinking that you're nervous, think about the person that you want to speak to. They're probably thinking exactly the same thing. And if you both stand there, you're going to go round in a loop, both thinking, oh, I'm nervous. They're not. Oh, yes, but I'm nervous. They're not. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean you're incapable. And it certainly doesn't mean you have nothing valuable to say. It simply means you care. And caring is not weakness. Your voice matters in relationships. Taking 60 seconds of insane courage to understand, I'm nervous, and then understand, they're probably just as nervous, and then smiling and saying those first few words to make that connection. Your voice matters in the conversations you keep avoiding. You don't need to sound like anyone else. You just need to sound like you, because the world doesn't need another copy. It needs your voice, your story, your perspective, and your way of connecting. And sometimes all it takes is 60 seconds of insane courage and a smile.
A huge thank you to you, Trish Springsteen, from Trishel, the Purple Unicorn Academy, for sharing her experiences and her passion. Today, Trish reminded us that nervousness when speaking is not a weakness. It's a deeply human response, whether it's fear of judgment, lack of confidence, or simply not knowing what to say. These feelings affect all of us in everyday situations, from speaking up in a meeting to chatting at a social event. The good news? With the right mindset and tools, that nervousness can be transformed into confidence. As Trish says, I believe in you until you believe in yourself. And that belief is where every speaking journey begins. Look for more podcasts from Trish Springsteen on 1015fm.com.au. And until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and remember, your voice matters. You'll find more podcasts from Trish Springsteen right here on 1015fm.com.au.